The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about special D23 moments that made me cry. That's coming up on this special episode 103B of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we normally talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. I am coming to you today with a special midweek episode because I wanted to sort of add on to the previous episode that Casey and I did together about D23. That episode was recorded while we were still in the middle of D23, and it was sort of factual, and here's what we're experiencing, and here's, you know, what we've learned. But beyond the press releases and the news that came out of it, I wanted to talk today about some of the more emotional parts of D23 because it was one of the best weekends of my life. And I just want to share with you some of my favorite moments that occurred that have very little to do with the news that you may have heard from D23. And I know that I'm not alone in this. The trick is going to be getting through this episode without crying. If you listen to Diz Unplugged this week, I just listened to their episode, and it's a really great combination of news, speculation about how the news is going to be implemented, and emotional moments. And their takeaways were somewhat similar to mine in that it was just so fulfilling. And I don't think that you ever get that when all we tell you is, these are the new rides that are coming. These are the movies that are coming out. That is what Disney wants to get out. Those are the press releases. But they create such special moments in the sessions. And so today I wanted to go through some of those, hopefully without crying. I am a crier, but I have never cried so much in one weekend about things that were not sad. So I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it would be sort of remiss to not try to capture the spirit of some of these moments. So I'm going to play you the full clips, and I want you to hear what I heard and experience some of the same things that I did. The first session that we actually attended at D23 was the Legends, and it was the Disney Legends. They were giving out awards. They ended up having 9 people. We expected 8. Johnny Depp was the 9th. And so, you know, you probably heard about George Lucas. You probably heard about Johnny Depp. But my favorite was actually an Imagineer, an animator named Andreas Deja. I think that's his correct pronunciation. And he's an animator that has worked on characters like Jafar and Scar and Gaston and Hercules and King Triton and Tigger. And when he's from Germany, and when he was 10 and saw the Jungle Book, it changed his life. And he described his life before Jungle Book and after, because once he saw it, nothing was ever the same. So he got himself to Los Angeles so that he could work for Disney and be an animator, and that's exactly what he did. And his speech was very funny, and he was a great speaker. Not everybody is a great speaker, even if they're brilliant at their job, but he did a great speech and had everybody laughing. And then at the end, he threw in a little story that everyone loved. And when you hear the extended applause, it's because he has gotten choked up and cannot continue to talk. So here's that clip.
I want to finish off with a little story. I was invited a few years ago to the IFFF, that's the International Family Film Festival, and a very shy female student came up to me, and she says, "Mr. Deja, I just don't want to say very much, but I just want to say thank you for drawing my childhood."
So just a sweet, sweet man who clearly really believes it, lives it. It's not just about the animation. He really feels his job, and that's probably why he's so good at it. At the same Legends session was Richard Sherman, who was there. You know, he worked with Walt Disney directly, and many of you probably know he created music right alongside Walt Disney. And even at the age of, I think, 87 is how old he is, he continues to do that. And he last year wrote a song called Kiss Goodnight, which is currently played at the end of the night at Disneyland. And so this is him at the Legends session talking about that song. And you'll also hear Ashley Brown, who was the original Mary Poppins, come on stage. And this is what that sounded like.
It's such a joy to be back again with D23. It's just like old home week, family again. And it's just great. I want to bring you up to date on a very special song that I just finished writing last year, actually, when I heard a story. And the story was about Walt Disney as a little boy. When Walt was a poor little boy, one of the biggest joys in his life was watching fireworks on the 4th of July. Because they didn't have that much money, but this was something special. And those fireworks sort of sparked his imagination. And you know what that imagination became. It became all the things that Walt Disney has created. And the Imagineers and all the people that worked for Disney continue to create so magnificently. But it all started with a little guy watching fireworks on the 4th of July, because it was free. They didn't have to pay any money for it. Well, Walt was completing the work on Disneyland back 60 years ago with his Imagineers, and he decided one thing he wanted to do was give his guests who came to Disneyland a special treat. So before they left the park, at the end of the day, he was going to give them a glorious 4th of July. He was going to give them a fireworks display that they won't forget. And it was his way of saying, it's a little kiss goodnight. And when I heard that story, and I heard the fact that he was expecting a little kiss goodnight to the folks, thanks for coming, come again, that type of thing, I got inspired last year, and I sat down and wrote a little song called A Kiss Goodnight. And I was very excited about the fact that it was about Walt, really. The whole song was about how Walt opened the door to imagination for the world, and how for fireworks it was the thing that inspired him to get that door open. So I wrote this little song. I'll play a little bit of it for you.
Thank you.
And then we have a little treat. There's a wondrous, magical door. No one knows where the door is hidden, but we've all been there before. Now, this is the D23. This is D23, and magical things happen at D23. You know, I hear an orchestra. Do you hear an orchestra? I hear it. Yeah, starting. D23 does wonderful things, magical things. There's a young lady who introduced Mary Poppins. There she is. Oh, come on up.
I snuck up on you.
The world jumping our cubes. This is the story. We were going to record this song for every night when you leave the park to hear the song. And we got Ashley Brown, the wonderful original Mary Poppins on Broadway.
There's a wondrous magical door. No one knows where the door is hidden. Yet we've all been there before. For within every heart lies a suit that reveals.
So lovely. And the next night we were at Disneyland, and after the fireworks were over and that song was playing, I was videoing the castle and while the music played, just to sort of capture the song. And a couple was dancing nearby to that song in the middle of Disneyland, like they were in their own little world. And I turned my video over and just captured them for a little while. And I actually posted a short clip of that on Facebook and Instagram. I'll link to that in the show notes if you want to watch it. But just continuing the sweet moments in the parks with that couple. So, and Richard Sherman, by the way, one of my favorite parts of D23. I think I mentioned that last time. He is magical. Speaking of the nighttime entertainment and music in the parks. At the park session, you know, there's lots of news and it was all very exciting. And I thought, okay, finally a session I'm going to get through without crying. Disney's very good at making people cry. And I thought I finally made it through. And then they decided to have a finale before closing out the park session. And it seemed like it was going to be simple at first. It seemed like it was going to be one person singing one song, and it turned into a medley of nighttime entertainment music from Disney parks around the world. And what seemed to have eventually included every cast member on staff. I don't know how many people were on the stage, but it was a lot of people. And if you've been in the parks, if you've seen the nighttime shows, you will likely recognize many of the songs, but they put them all together in a medley to close out the session. So I'm going to play that for you and see how many songs you recognize. fantastic, right? I mean, they just pull you in and manipulate you until you cry, and it works every single time on me. All right, so the final thing that we did on Sunday was a Frozen session, which a lot of people weren't initially interested in, but I was pretty sure Kristen Bell and Josh Gad were going to be there, and I was right. First of all, because we saw Josh Gad, but second of all, Kristen Bell tweeted it out, so not too much of a super sleuth when you're sitting literally feet away from the person who's probably going to be there. But this session was hosted by Bobby and Kristen Lopez, and they are the songwriters behind Book of Mormon, my favorite musical, and Frozen, and actually Finding Nemo, the musical, which is at Animal Kingdom. And so it was their session really to run. And they were kind of explaining the thought process behind the music that they had chosen. They played songs that didn't make it into the movie and why it didn't make it. They talked about just the sort of evolution of the music and how it was used to tell the story. But there was a section where they did the Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And the two little girls, there's three different voices in that song, and the two younger parts are played by daughters of people that worked on the movie, including Bobby and Kristen Lopez's daughter, who is the first voice, and then Jennifer Lee's daughter. And then finally, the last part is sung by Kristen Bell. And so even though I knew she was going to be there, having her there was one of the most emotional things for me, because I didn't know she was such a good singer until Frozen came out. And I love Kristen Bell. I didn't watch Veronica Mars, for those of you who told me you saw her sing on that show. I didn't watch it. I just love her personality. I think she's fun. She seems like she'd be fantastic to be friends with. So after that movie, I thought, oh my gosh, she's such a good singer. And now I want to see what else she has sung in the past. So I went on YouTube. I was searching for hours, looking for videos. And she just does not sing live very often. It's so rare. And so to have her there singing live for something I've searched for so many times, and then here she was right in front of me. And then to also have her feel it. I mean, this song is so emotional at this part. And she just evokes that emotion so much. So I just want to play you this fairly short clip compared to the others. But you will hear Kristen come in for her part.
So I'd like to introduce our original cast members of You Want to Build a Snowman, never before seen on stage, only for the D23 Expo, Katie Lopez and Aggie Lee Mock. Kristen, would you sing on a part, please?
You know, I really would love to sing on a part, but I'm not sure that I know it. I wish there was someone else named Kristen.
People are asking where you've been.
they say, have courage. And I'm trying to, right out here for you. Just let me in. We only have each other. It's just you and me. What are we gonna do? Do you wanna build a snowman?
Can you even, it was just so sweet. And I knew how special it was because I know how rarely she does that. So that sort of wrapped up our D23, but my final moment, sort of the final song I'm going to play as sort of the outro, instead of my normal outro, I'm going to play this song. It has nothing to do with D23, but I was on the plane, phone was on, earbuds in, music comes on, the song comes on. And this was the last time I thought, oh my God, here I am on the plane crying. I literally had to pull out a package of tissues because I thought, what a perfect song to end the weekend on, because it was so overwhelming. Darn it, I almost made it. It was so overwhelming to be there amongst so many people that shared such a passion and to have so many special moments, not only on the stage and in the sessions, but with readers. And Casey and I were so lucky to get to meet up with so many people in the parks and at D23. We had people that brought us gifts. We had people that wanted to post for pictures. And one lady even had us sign her autograph book, which was one of the funnier moments of the whole weekend. And we just work really hard to try to make sure that people have great trips. And we really try to get to know readers and we really want to connect. And so to be in person and to have a real life experience like that, to see it come to fruition, it was just so fulfilling on top of everything else that was going on. So, having said that, I was on the plane and listening to this song and thinking, I get to do this over and over again. I get to keep having special events and all these special experiences. And I think that we are just the luckiest people to get to do this. We do work very hard, but it is so fulfilling and worth every minute. So with that, I'm going to leave you with this song as the outro today, and I will see you next time.